with your host, your boy, John Mega Don Cartagena Castro Elior Nieves de la Mancha.
From the Boogie Down Bronx.
Representing Hunts Point. And his brother, the guy on the mic right now, Roddy Rod Stars from Roddy the Fifth Red. Flow. And my brother Jamil keeping it real on the front lines of the Venezuelan fields.
Rebel Diaz, Hip Hop Revolution.
And shout out to Max. You know what it is. We are off the air. This is Rebel Diaz. Thank y'all for tuning in and showing us love and letting y'all bring us the best in hip hop, politics, and culture.
We out.
Peace.
It's time for L.E.S., the Pulitzer Prize-winning theater for the new city that gave you the Village Halloween Parade, now presents the Lower East Side Festival of the Arts. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 26th, 27th, and 28th. Theater for the new city is at 155 First Avenue at 10th Street. The kickoff is at 6 p.m. each evening. Plays, musicals, cabaret, film, over 100 artists and theater groups. And it's free, free to the public. The most multi-ethnic, multi-talented, multicultural, incredible array of creativity ever seen in New York City. And on Saturday afternoon, plays for kids by kids. And outside, a cultural fair with food, music, poets, celebrities. Come swing with us. Dance to Afro-Cuban jazz and salsa. Hear the music of Bengal. See Chinese opera. The Lower East Side Festival of the Arts, May 26th, 27th, and 28th. Visit theaterforthenewcity.net. That's theaterforthenewcity.net. L-E-S. We've got it all.
Hi, this is Jerry Stiller. You are listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Where are my keys? Anybody see my keys? Who took my keys?
From New York City, it's the Gary Null Show. And now, your host, Gary Null.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null. We have a lot to share today.
I'm going to focus my attention this hour on something that impacts virtually everyone. First, I want to tell you a little story. Everything I'm telling you is actually understated, because what I cannot share with you is looking in people's eyes and seeing helplessness, depression, resignation, fatigue, burnout. And right now, it's particularly personal because three of my closest friends all have parents who are being at a place where they can no longer take care of themselves. And unfortunately, when they had a chance to intervene, they didn't. And in part, it's understandable. And I can't blame and I won't blame them, because it's one thing to know what someone should be eating and drinking and things they should do just to take care of themselves. It's something else then to explain it's time to do it, and they say, I don't want to do it. And because they don't want to do it, they're not going to do it. And as a result, we end up in a mess. So they don't do it, and time goes on, and then it gets worse. Memory loss. First, they'll forget little things like what they ate this morning, the title of a book. They'll forget a conversation. They can even begin to forget names of people that are relatively close to them. And yet they have very keen old memories from 30 years ago, 40 years ago, but not recent. And this is all due to the fact that once the brain starts aging, it accelerates. I'll give you an example. A very, very well-known person, worldwide famous person, who's been my friend for over 45 years, one of my very first friends in New York, and very close, spending a lot of time together, having dinner once a week together. In fact, when I had my restaurant back in the 1990s, I kept a table for him every single night, even when he wasn't in town. There'd be a sign on it, table reserved. And sometimes people say, well, you know, no one's here. Why can't it? Well, because that's my friend's table. And part of my friendship is to honor that friendship. And knowing that he wouldn't be there, it was more important that he know that that was his table. It's like when someone visits me in my home, and one of my buddies, he likes one particular room because it has a particular view. So he's in that room, and so I don't let anyone else in that room, even if he doesn't come for once a year, you know, to visit. Those are the things you do when you care about people. You know, we always make exceptions for the people that we love and treasure, or we should if we don't. But what do you do when there's someone in your life, you care about them, but they're not going to listen to you? And that was my friend. Every day he'd drop by my office exactly at 10 o'clock. And he'd walk up, he'd sit in the chair, and he'd say, Gary, he said, we up for dinner tonight? I said, sure. He said, you know, I'm having a little trouble with my memory. Can I get a protocol? I said, no problem. So I would give him a protocol. I actually had it printed out. It would be in my drawer. I'd give it to him. Hey, great, I'm going to start taking this. Are you going to start today? Absolutely today. The trouble is, Reggie, he would come in every single day and do the same thing. By the time he got downstairs on the street, he had forgotten he'd been in my office. He would forget that we had dinner. In fact, I'll tell you how bad it got. And I went to his son, I went to his daughter, I went to his manager, and I said, hey, if you don't get a handle on this, I can help him. But he's got to come. I'm going to go spend, you know, the next 3 months in my home, and I'm going to be working from there, writing a new book. So if he's there, I can see that he gets what he needs to reverse his brain aging. But if you don't do this, I can promise you he's going to be on a path that he won't recognize you. And that's exactly what happened. Never took that time, never had a chance to help him, never followed the protocols. Heck of a nice guy. And now, not long ago, before I went on the road, we had dinner together. And about an hour later, walking down the street, he said, where do you want to go for dinner? Mind you, we just came from dinner.
Wow.
He had forgotten we just had dinner. That's how bad dementia is. And dementia can lead to Alzheimer's. And we're not talking about a few people or a few thousand or even a few million. I'm guesstimating right now that there's at least 50 million Americans who are over the age of 60 who are having memory loss that will lead ultimately to either dementia or Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and a whole lot of misery in between. Now, I want to add two more stories onto this. This morning, a very close friend of mine called because they were at their wit's end. I mean, they were burned out and stressed to the max, chronically sick, because when your immune system is burned out, you get sick. And because they didn't want to put their mom in a home, and yet the mom would have be normal during the daytime, but would have sundown syndrome. Have you ever heard of sundown syndrome?
No, I haven't.
Okay, Tony, sundown syndrome is where you're dealing with a person who seems fine for the day, but then suddenly at 10 o'clock at night, 2 o'clock in the morning, they get up and they go out and they walk around the neighborhood and forget where they're at. They drive a car and don't know where they're at. And I got a call that, you know, my mom's not here all night. Where is she? I said, well, she will be probably at a police station. Someone will have seen this woman. She'll be lacking cognition and confused and disoriented. That's exactly what happened. But in the daytime, when you say, mom, it's time you go into a center, they raise Cain and say, no, I'm not going to. And I said, it's no longer about them, because what happens if they're not found, and if they wreck a car, or if they hurt themselves, they walk out into traffic, I said, there's a point to where one of the most painful choices in life, and there's no easy answer for this, is where you've got to put your mom in place. Well, fortunately, the whole family got involved. Mind you, Tony, for 20 years, I've been suggesting that they put their mom on a detox, they cleanse, help rejuvenate, and no one wanted to do it. So it never happened. And what problem you don't deal with isn't going away. It's just going to compound. Well, now it's at that point where everybody is panicking. So they found a place where they can have assisted living, meaning their nurse is there. But it's still a community that's got, you know, nice environment. It's costing her $1,250 a month. That's not a lot. And she has her own place. But in a larger community where there are active people, so when she's in her cognitive moment, she can engage in a lot of other activities. But at least she's being cared for, and she's living off her Social Security and a small pension. Here's the point. When I've got three of my best friends in the world whose parents are all suffering from Alzheimer's dementia, and it happened fast, because from the time it starts, Tony, it accelerates. And in fact, 5 years ago, a very close friend of mine brought their mom and dad to see me. And not about their brains, but about a problem the mother was having with some pain. And in the process of this two-hour conversation I had, I suggested a whole cleansing and detox program. And they, well, what do you mean detox? Well, it means that there are certain things you can't have. What? Well, you can't have alcohol. Well, that doesn't work. Why? Well, every afternoon, after, you know, 3 o'clock, we have cocktails. We've done that for 50 years. But every one of those cocktails have killed a million brain cells, heart cells, liver cells, kidney cells, every single day. And you don't have any capacity now to rejuvenate those. So we've got to go in there and stop that damage, turn off the inflammation, and repair as many tissue and neurons as possible. Well, we're not going to do that. What else? Well, we got to give up the meat and get to a plant-based diet. Not going to do one of those stupid vegetarian diets. I'm not going to do it. Okay. At the end of 2 hours, Tony, there was nothing they were willing to do. And so I wished them well, and they left. Now, mind you, they had full cognition. They weren't overweight and weren't diabetic. And I said to my friend quietly, I said, in 5 years from now, your mom and dad will both be in homes. Well, it's 5 years they're both in a home. The mother does not recognize the daughter, and the father spent every penny he had filling out coupons for those stupid things you get in the mail about win a free this with money he didn't have, and now he's completely lost his mind, and they're both in a home. So for people who think that somehow because of your body politic, remember one of the grand dames of American literature and one of the great feminists from the 1920s, 30s, 40s, and 50s was Sarah Donas. She was my agent, and I worked for her when I first came to New York. I even worked for free because I wanted to learn about my own writing and to improve it. Well, she had some of the most stimulating, interesting conversations with some of the great radical intellectuals in her apartment in Bancroft. But she would sit there all day long, and she would drink soft drinks and eat cupcakes. She was overweight, and she would fall asleep. Half the day she'd be asleep, and yet she wouldn't change. So when her brain went, it went fast. 1 year from cognition to gone.
Gary, can I just ask quickly why the sleep? Why so much sleep? What role does that play in this equation?
The moment you're eating sugar, Your blood sugar goes up, and your whole body's rhythms come down. You crash. Fatigue is the first thing you feel after lots of sugar. And so when people are tired all the time, more often than not, it's sugar imbalances and prediabetes or diabetes. You don't have active diabetics. And that's why they tend to gain weight. That's why they have neuropathy. That's why they have vascular disease. That's why they have macular degeneration, cataracts, and far higher incidence of heart attacks, strokes, and prematurely aging brains. So what is the solution? Because I'm dealing with this and my friends right now. In fact, I'm on the road. When I'm on the road, I don't take calls. I might work 18 hours in a day, traveling, filming, and I'm finishing up a big film that will premiere as a fundraiser for BAI this summer. And I'm not talking about plant codes. I'm talking about a new one I'm doing, a really hard-hitting, socially relevant, social issue film. And so it's only when I get these emergency calls from friends that have been friends for a long time. Okay, at night I'll take them. Here it is, 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. And that's the only time I have, and I'm talking. And things that no one wanted to deal with or couldn't, because there's a boundary we cannot cross, and that is we cannot force our views, even if we're right and they're wrong, upon other people. But I remember Sarah Dona once saying to me, she says, you're young. I was like 22 years old. She's young. You can eat anything, drink anything. You're going to be fine. And I said, that may be true, but I'd rather do it all right now so that when I'm your age, I'm in vitally good health as well, because I came from a background where everyone died young.
Mm.
Dad died at 58. Mom died at 58, 2 years apart, but they died same year or same age. I said, brother died at 60. You know, my whole family is a mess when it comes to their health. But again, that was a generation that smoked, drank, ate meat, ate sugar, didn't exercise, and didn't deal with stress appropriately. So the idea that she said, because she was a great intellect and she kept her creative mind thinking, that that protected her. I said, it doesn't protect you. That's a myth. That's the myth that you use so you don't have to stop your sugar, your cupcakes, or eating this, you know, garbage every day. And she didn't like that kind of myth, but I was always thoughtful and polite and soft-spoken. But even saying that got her angry, because she didn't want to change anything. And I'm sick and tired of all the great minds that I've been fortunate and blessed to meet in my life who died before they should have. Now, here's the solution. There's three simple steps, Tony. It's not difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Step one, you got to go to a plant-based diet. You have to start having far more fruits and vegetables, far more juices, far more fiber, good fibers like blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, apples, terrific apple skins, one of the best things in the world you can put into your system. These are the things we need to put in all the time. So if we go on a plant-based diet, you're going to see enormous improvements. Your blood pressure comes down, your blood sugar comes down, you're less likely to be pre-diabetic or diabetic. I've reversed diabetes in thousands of people.
Mm.
It's easy. You're less likely to have pain, swelling, pain in the muscles, pain in the joints. You're less likely to lose your eyes and vision to macular degeneration or cataracts or glaucoma. You're going to be sharper. Your cognition, the nurses' study of 80,000 nurses and the doctor's study show that the more fruits and vegetables you consume, the healthier your overall metabolism is, less likely to be fatigued, less likely to have an underactive thyroid and gain weight, and you're less likely to be overweight because plant-based diets are low in calories. That's number one.
A lot of people, Gary, also are not respecting the fact that they need to take care of their mind because they've realized that they're smarter than the president.
Well, yeah, your
that's
body
not saying much.
Higher than his IQ, so that doesn't say a lot.
No, it doesn't.
So secondly, is we've got exercise. And when I say exercise, I mean exercising 45 minutes in the morning and 45 minutes in the evening.
Wow.
Twice a day you got to exercise, and you've got to do it aerobically. You can't just go out and meander around, because that's called junk exercise. And junk exercise is where you're not forcing the heart to beat harder. It's the intensity of the exercise that actually helps reverse aging. How much? It can add 9 years onto your active lifespan healthily, and lower blood pressure, lower pulse rate than those who are sedentary. We should not sit for more than 2 hours without getting up and moving and doing little knee bends. Just stand, balance yourself, and just about 2 minutes, just go up on your toes and then dip down about 6-7 inches, then back up. That's forcing the blood, the venous blood in your veins, back into the arterial system. And that's terrific. It circulates oxygen around your body. So exercising twice a day, you can power walk, you can bike, and if you bike, put it in the hardest gear with the greatest resistance. And you could jog, you could swim. Then the key is to de-stress. by de-stressing, you're reducing cortisol. And cortisol is one of the biggest killers. It's a silent killer. You wouldn't know if your cortisol is elevated, but if you're under any stress, you have elevated cortisol. And that is a killer. I just saw Brad Davis, of former CEO of Paramount Pictures, died yesterday. He was 59 years old. Mm. So you could say, why would a man who is worth, I'm guessing, hundreds of millions of dollars running a studio, why would he die? Well, why don't you try being under that kind of pressure where you're working and thinking and doing all day, every day. There is no such thing as a holiday when you're running a studio. And so stress becomes the big killer. In fact, the father of all that we know now about stress, a man named Dr. Hans Selye, and he said, Gary, there's two types of stress. There's the stress of joy, like when you are all doing something like going to a concert, you're excited about it. Mm-hmm. You're going to a movie, saw the coming attractions, say, yeah, I want to see that. I'm sure, Tony, when you go to the movies and the coming attractions, I'll bet always you turn to whoever you're with and say, that looks good, or that doesn't look good, right?
Most of us do that. I don't actually watch previews because it ruins the film for me, but I used to, and I used to do exactly what you said.
Yeah, because we kind of anticipate wanting to go see it. You know, like Tom Cruise has got a new movie coming out called The Mummy, and it's a whole different take on it, and the coming attractions look pretty good. So, you know, I think I'm going to go see it, but you kind of look forward to the things, like if there's a concert, you mm-hmm. want to go see it.
That's the good
and
stress.
If you're going out on a date with someone and this person excites you, there's something about their personality, their looks, their energy, it excites you. That's a good stress. When when you're doing something, for example, when you have a good day fundraising, when you have a particular program that exceeds your expectations, there's a stress in that, but it's a good stress. Your cortisol's not raised. Now, all other stresses he called distress, and this distress means you're really distressing the system. Up goes cortisol, a major killer, because oxidative stress goes up, your blood sugar goes up, and epinephrine goes up. All these blood markers go up and put you at greater risk of a heart attack or stroke. Well, guess when most strokes occur? Microstrokes occur when people get angry, when people are arguing, when people raise their voices, because your blood pressure goes up, and now you're really putting yourself at harm's risk when you are angry and yelling and negative and toxic or fearful. So cortisol, doing meditation, listening to music of water, like waterfalls, a wave, a rainstorm, these are de-stressing. Listening to calming music, de-stressing. Getting massage, de-stressing. Reflexology, de-stressing. The things that we enjoy that de-stresses. Being with your companion pet. Just being able to hug a cat or pet a dog, and it's de-stressing.
Some of that unconditional love, indeed.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, so what I've done is this. First and foremost, I suggest all three of these. But then I started saying, okay, what can I do that can then accelerate this? So I came up with an idea of what is one of our most vulnerable parts of our body when we are growing older, our brain. And what can we do to help that brain? Well, we can do everything I just mentioned and should. But then I put together a blend of brown rice bran, flaxseed, and superstars like acetyl L-carnitine, green tea extract, polyphenols, that's what you get from like blueberries, glycerol phosphoryl choline, cacao, which is the raw chocolate, alpha-lipoic acid, quercetin, rosemary, Siberian ginseng, ginkgo biloba, pantothenic acid, vitamin B1, calcium, magnesium, stevia, guar, lecithin with natural chocolate as the carrying base. And I put all this together, and originally I called it brain stuff. But because I wanted to make it even better, even after I finished it, I went back and said, you know, there's two things I can add to this to make it even better. So I did, and it delayed it a little bit. And this also has potassium in it, and it's terrific. It only has 44 calories, and now I call it memory stuff because everybody wants to enhance their memory, or should, because one of the things that goes is our memory. And I remember sitting when I was younger with an aunt, and her memory was going, and I was told that her memory was going, but that was normal. She was 63 years old. That wasn't normal, but she was diabetic and she was overweight, and she had prematurely aged her brain. And at the time, I was only about 10 years old, and I thought, wow, you know, it's so bad to see people losing something that they had valued. Well, do we value our memory? Because once you start losing your short-term memory, then you lose your long-term. Now, did you hear me mention the fact that a world-famous person, someone who everybody enjoys because he's such a nice guy, but he's got so far advanced dementia now, he would walk into my office every single morning at 10 o'clock and say, we're going to have dinner tonight. And I said, yes. And then he would ask me for a protocol for his memory, and I'd give it to him. And he did that for a year every single day. But he forgot that he'd been there any other time and asked me that. That's what memory loss means.
Mm.
And in fact, I was fortunate enough, he appeared in near my home. And I saw in the paper that he was going to be appearing. So I went down there, and a whole lot of people were there. The place was mobbed. And he was smiling and charming. And I went over, and he said, oh, Gary, sit here. We'll talk in a little bit. So I sat down, but I was sitting maybe 2 feet from him. He must have asked the guy who was his handler, a nice guy, 10 times, what city are we in? What city? And his handler, a nice guy, would tell him, and so he would then know which city he was in. Otherwise, he'd forget.
Mm.
So we want to protect our brain because you have no idea what's missing when it starts to be gone because you forget. You forget so much. So let's do all that we can, Tony, everything we can, exercising, a healthy plant-based diet, stress management, and then memory stuff. Put it all together. And memory stuff is something unique, and boy, does it make a difference when we have something that's unique instead of just throwing up our hands in desperation and say, what should we do? Well, now we have some solutions. Over to you, Tony.
Well, Gary, I think what you're saying here is that the folks who've already pledged for the brain stuff will be receiving this memory stuff now. Is that correct?
Yes, but even better.
You've added two ingredients to it and made it an absolutely new thing.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Back to the factory for you folks so that he could add more potency to the item already. It's the memory stuff at the pledge level of just $90 at 516-620-3602. Give us a pledge of support, a call and pledge your support at the $90 level. We'll send you out a bottle of this memory stuff created by Gary Null. Now, we offered you something similar before, but Gary has taken it back to the factory, back to the beginning, and added new ingredients to make it even more potent. It's available to you at the pledge level of $90. If you have pledged already for the brain stuff, you will be receiving this memory stuff. 516-620-3602. That's the number to call and make a pledge of support at the $90 level. We've got this available with Gary's DVD, Healing the Brain Naturally, for the pledge level of just $130. Give us a call right now, 516-620-3602, or visit give2wbai.org. Again, that's give, the numeral 2, wbai.org, and make a pledge of support. It's the one radio station, folks, where you get to hear Gary Null every day at noon. It is the one radio station in New York in the middle of the dial at 99.5 FM, where we bring you cutting-edge information like this. Gary has been on this station for 40-plus years, laying out not only this cutting-edge cutting-edge health information, but also cutting-edge political information, which you get to hear on WBAI Monday through Friday from noon till 1 p.m. And so we're asking that you support that right now. Take a moment out of your day, or about 3 minutes, and make that phone call at 516-620-3602. If you're interested in just getting the DVD, you can pledge at the $60 level, and we'll send you that. But we will send you both items at the pledge level of $130. 516-620-3602. Again, that's 516-620-3602. Make your call right now. Pledge your support to WBAI. Thank Gary Null for bringing this product, for bringing this information to the airwaves, and for supporting WBAI. Remember, Gary gives of his time every day. He does not take a salary from WBAI, but he is here 5 days a week, putting it down, bringing cutting-edge information, progressive information in the field, in all kinds of fields, but primarily in the fields of politics and health. It's an exceedingly progressive program, and it's a program that takes chances, doesn't follow the mainstream line, rather challenges those lines, and in the end is often borne out to be ahead of everyone else in the field. 516-620-3602, a pledge of $90 for the memory stuff. Send your $90 to WBAI, and we will send this item out to you. If you previously pledged for the brain stuff, you will be receiving this item, and we will send it out to you. It's coming from the factory very shortly here. You haven't received it yet because Gary sent it back so that he could improve it and make it even better for you. But that's the work that Gary Null does, and that's why he's here on WBAI. 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. And this may not be for you folks. It may be for someone that you love, someone that you know is experiencing this. And as Gary said, maybe you've begun to see the symptoms and they haven't yet, especially when it's a brain thing. You know, everybody's not so self-aware that they can tell when that thing is changing. And maybe you're seeing it and you want to pledge for this for someone that you love. Why not add it to that morning shake for yourself and that loved one? Pledge and get two of them. 516-620-3602. And why not, folks? If you have a young developing brain, this stuff is available for any and all. 516-620-3602. That's the phone number to WBAI. That's the phone number that keeps this station thriving. That's the phone number that you call to make sure that we have these microphones, to make sure that we are broadcasting from atop the Empire State Building at 50,000 watts, to make sure that we have an engineer like Reggie Johnson in here in studio overseeing this broadcast, to be sure that the electricity is paid here, that the computer or network, I'm sorry, the internet bills are paid here. All of that goes with your pledges of support. And believe me, we stretch these dollars a long way, but we have something magic here. When you pledge at that $130 level to get Gary's DVD, Healing the Brain Naturally, and the memory stuff, we take that $130 and we turn it into 50,000 watts of power with which we try to change the world. But you make that happen with your pledges of support. 516-620-3602. Call up now, pledge at that $130 level. Get both items together. Gary has again taken it back and improved it for you. All you've got to do is take 3 minutes out of your day. Use your American Express, your MasterCard, your Visa card to make that pledge of support to WBAI. Gary Null, back to you.
Thank you, Tony. Good news. I was just informed that the memory stuff is being bottled today. So for everyone from the last pledge drive, we will have it this week to be given to BAI for you to get it. So that's good news. And remember, this is even better than what I had originally offered, because I came to me, I read the scientific literature every single day, and I'm looking always of what's the newest, what's the latest, what's the best that we can do. And so I always want something new and best in everything I do. Also, I might mention, Tony, that for that DVD, I brought together some of the finest minds who specialize in helping people in natural, non-toxic ways to, in effect, lay down some new brain cells. Now, we have the ability now to build new mitochondria. That's the energy factories. And there are certain nutrients, which is a natural nutrient, mitochondria. And with new mitochondria, we have new energy. We have new fuel in the brain. And that's essential. Because when you have a tired brain, you can't think. You got brain fatigue and brain fog. So we also can build new dendrites. Just imagine the telephone pole, and between them is a line that carries an impulse from point A to point B. Well, with alcohol, you snap those lines. You break that synaptic transmission quality. And that's why people who, let's say they might be 50, like Errol Flynn, remember from the great Hollywood actor Robin Hood?
Mm-hmm.
He was only 50 when he died.
Wow.
And yet his brain probably was over 100 because he drank so much alcohol. And in fact, I didn't know she was down there, but Patricia Widman was down in Jamaica. And I was down there and ran into her and had a long conversation. She was extremely hospitable with her time about him because I knew someone else who knew him very well and had worked with him, one of my friends, Hedy Lamarr. You ever heard of Hedy Lamarr?
I have, in a Mel Brooks movie.
That's Hedy Lamarr.
Oh.
and Hedy had all these wonderful stories, and I wanted to find out what position she knew and what his life was like. I mean, every one of those old actors, they were always smoking a cigarette, and they were always drinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you never saw any of them do anything healthily. And so anyhow, I got a lot of input. But there's a person who was a good example. He was chronologically one age, but biologically he was much, much older. His heart was older. His brain was older. And we have to understand that we're two ages. We're our chronological age and we're our biological age. And the one that kills us is our biological age. So just like, I don't know if you were in the studio yet when I was saying it, but a really close friend of mine for a long time, parents, had a problem, and they lived the typical middle-class American life. They rarely exercised. They thought golfing was exercise. Golfing is not exercise.
Oh, but it's fun.
But they had highballs every day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon because it was just their tradition, and they would eat the same food every day, and they didn't take supplements, and they dealt with stress the way most people deal with stress, wrongly. So once I interviewed them and once I spent time with them in the office, I saw that, whoa, they were not their chronological age. They were far older than that, but they wouldn't change. And now, 5 years later, they're both in a home. In fact, I said, what was the final tipping point? And there was one for the father and one for the mother. The mother's tipping point was that she, one day, when my friend walked in the room, the mother was talking to a fire extinguisher.
Wow.
She literally was talking to a fire extinguisher. And it so freaked out my friend. She didn't understand what she was saying. And she called me on the phone, oh, my God, what's going on? I said, this is cognitive disconnect, where you're unaware. You see people talking to themselves a lot. Well, they'll talk to a wall. They'll talk with anything. And then you had all these other disconnects, saying inappropriate comments that never would normally be said, because their brain can't handle a thought through the normal circuitry, so it starts taking other circuitry, and you end up with a different thought coming out, a different sentence coming out of a person's mouth. And it got worse and worse and worse until finally 9 months ago. And by the way, this woman had to give up her career. Thank goodness her two children are grown and had to live with a mom and dad. The stress of taking care of them, incontinence was normal. And in fact, another friend of mine spoke to me last week about his father and said, what am I supposed to do? Now, the son is 45. The father is around 71. And I know this guy for 35 years. And he's never done anything health in his life. And I said, what's the problem? He said, I'm freaking out. I walk into the room. Dad's there. We're having a conversation. And I have this horrible smell. And I say, Dad, what'd you do? He said, I didn't do anything. He said, you did something. and this idea of incontinence where you're unaware of it.
Mm.
He had soiled himself. He had soiled the bed. He was not aware of it. He had forgotten to shave. He had forgotten to brush his teeth for about a month. He hadn't bathed in 3 months. I said, but if you're there every day, why didn't you become aware of this earlier? Well, I just thought, you know, he was being lazy. And now it's too late. He's gone. I mean, when it happens fast, Tony. So I'm hearing from all these people now, all these people about what's happening in their life where they're finally in their 40s, 50s, and suddenly their parents are losing it. And there's no medication that's going to change this. There's just homes to put people into where they're kept medicated and minimize, you know, their capacity to cause problems to themselves. The father, she knew her father, who had been an engineer by training, but he began to open up all the mail where you're promising vacations and, you know, send in $20. And all of his Social Security check, all of his pension, he was sending away to these phony baloney companies. And then they were allowing him to send money he didn't have, so all these overdraft fees, and the daughter had to pay them all.
Wow.
Thousands and thousands of dollars that she didn't have.
And you're saying this all could have been avoided by adding a few protocols like exercise, a plant-based diet, and some stress.
Antioxidants, yes. The nutrients of trap-free radicals, repairing damage in the brain, deconstructing the amyloid plaques, yes.
And we're talking about this, the price that it costs to keep those people medicated for the rest of their lives often is so extensive and so expensive. You're paying not just for medications, but often for a home, a place for them to stay. All of this builds up, but you could have interdicted that earlier and maybe stopped that process. That's what we're looking at here, folks. The ability for us to make a decision and make a change with our minds, with our brains, and with our bodies. When our bodies are given the fuel that it needs, the natural fuels that we came onto the planet knowing would best serve our physicality. When your body gets those items, it behaves differently, and we're offering you those supplements right here. And again, Gary's laid out the protocols. It's not just supplements that we're talking about. We're talking about a lifestyle change. But
yeah,
in addition...
Tony, let me just interject 1 second, please.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in these infomercials. I don't believe in these MLM companies. I don't believe in promising anything to people. I'm not saying this is going to cure things. I'm very realistic. You have to make some major changes in your life and be honest about those changes if you're going to expect any outcome. You can't just take a pill and suddenly everything goes away. That's nonsense. It doesn't work that way. And let me add something else on. I wanted to prove this because I'm a scientist, and I've published a lot of scientific papers. In fact, my newest paper is out for peer review publication right now. And it's the first time that we were able to prove that we could completely reverse, not just improve depression, diabetes, high blood pressure, and anxiety disorders with a lifestyle modification diet. We did it last summer. The study was over in September, and we followed the people for another 6 months, and then an outside person wrote up the statistics, and it's just devastatingly positive. I mean, we have people that completely turn their life around.
Incredible.
So many people, we had to meet in a church up on 86th Street, like 500 people would meet in a church every other week and on a Saturday, and we'd be there for hours working with people. We had like six nurses and taking blood pressure and impedance tests, and but we changed it and we proved it, and then we send it out so other scientists can see this because there's no other study that's done this. Mm. Well, let's go back 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
7 years ago.
Wait a minute, Gary. Before you go back to the 7 years, let me give the number out because I didn't get to give it out a moment ago. It's 516-620-3602. The pledge level is $90 for the memory stuff, or at the pledge level of $130, we will send you both the memory stuff and Gary Null's Healing the Brain Naturally DVD. That's again 516-620-3602, or visit givetowbai.org. That's give the numeral 2, WBAI.org. I've got to take a moment here to interrupt Gary in the middle of a story so that we can get these phone lines ringing, because we're doing this in support of WBAI, in support of New York's Pacifica station, in support of New York's true community station, and that's WBAI 99.5 FM. 516-620-3602. Pick up the phone, dial that number, use your American Express, use your Discover card, use your Visa card, use your whichever card, your MasterCard, doesn't matter, but make a pledge of support to this station and make a pledge to yourself that you're going to not only get a hold of this memory stuff, but to change, make those changes in your life that make your brain begin to behave differently. But the supplements are also key, because you've got to restore what's been lost. 516-620-3602. Again, 516-620-3602. Gary, you were at 7 years ago.
Okay. Anyhow, I was, at that time, Dr. Martin Feldman, who is board-certified neurologist and qualified in psychiatry, assistant professor of neurology at Mount Sinai School of Medicine, published over 66 articles in the mainstream peer-reviewed journals of neurology, asked me, he said, it's time that we actually did a clinical study to see how much improvement we can have in people that have irreversible medical conditions, meaning there's nothing in the medical literature that can show that these people have been reversed.
But they'll still take your money if you'll pay it to them.
Yeah. So we announced it on WBAI, and the study was for 16 months, and we met every 2 weeks, and I donate my time. The doctor donates his time. Lou Ann Panessi donated her time, and our guest speakers donated their time. We did all this to help the people. Well, and some of these meetings lasted 4 hours. I never will forget the very first night when a woman came upstairs and she was kind of distraught, and we hadn't started yet. And I said, what's wrong? And she said, well, my husband was so looking for this, but we can't do it. I got to take him home. I said, well, is he sick? No, I just can't get him up the steps. I said, well, that's not a big deal. So I went downstairs and we just helped him up. John Q. I got on one side, I got on the other, and we kind of picked him up and carried him upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
He had end-stage multiple sclerosis. Mm-hmm. And his name was Kenny from New Jersey. Heck of a nice guy, by the way. And
did he by chance hear about the study on WBAI? Do you know?
Yes.
Wow, okay. So this is in part our audience is doing as well.
Yep, and so there we are, and we have a woman. And we film everyone on the first night. We do what's called an entry, where they give their name, age, what condition they have. And then on the last night, we film it again. We only film twice, first and last night. So we want people to have a record. So if someone says, you, that's not possible, you can't do that. Well, it is possible because we did it. Here's the proof we did it. In any case, we had a woman who didn't know her own name. She had end-stage Alzheimer's. We had a young guy who had advanced autism. We had a woman with advanced end-stage myasthenia gravis. We had a man, a 70-year-old engineer by trade, African-American male named Thomas, with Parkinson's so bad that his voice was quivering, his hands were shaking like a leaf, he was lost his balance, he had to be helped. And that, there's just some of the cases that were there. All told, I think there were about 28 people. Anyhow, at the end of 16 months, first Kenny. Kenny comes bounding up the steps on the last meeting. I know because I was coming right behind him. I just walked over to the 92nd Street where we were doing the meeting. I was just got out of the car, and I was just coming up the step there, keep bounding right up the steps. And he got at the top step, and he turned around, and he laughed. And he said, how about that, Gary? I said, Kenny, I said, that is terrific, buddy. And then I didn't know, but we found out. He said, I went to two neurologists that have been seeing me, and they could find no lesions. They could find nothing wrong with my myelin sheath. He said, all of my functions are normal. They cannot classify me as having multiple sclerosis. And yet these same doctors were telling me that I had to work with an office person there who would explain I had to put railings around my bedroom and railings around my bed and how, you know, how long it would take before I died and what I would lose physically and with muscle use, et cetera. And he said, and so I'm feeling great. Now, this same Tony volunteered to come down to the retreat that we had for BAI. And by the way, I would just want to mention, I don't know if you're aware of it, but the retreat that we had recently in April was so successful for BAI, we were able to pay for all the premiums except almost all of them. Hundreds and hundreds were paid for, so the station did not have to be burdened with paying those bills. We paid them, and those premiums have all been shipped out and that I'm aware of. But Kenny volunteered, came down, said he wanted to be there to motivate other people who were having a hard time in their journey of health and healing in their own life. And he stood out as an example. Hey, I've been there. You know, I was working with toxic material. I was a welder. You know, I was a plumber. And now I detoxed my whole life. And so it, not only did he get well, he has sustained it and improved it. One example. Separate example. I wanted to show the scientific community what was possible. Because you got a lot of cynics. You got a lot of angry, bitter people out there who say, well, if I didn't invent it, it can't be done. Well, that's not true. So I was invited, after an article was published of mine on this study, I was invited to Washington, D.C. to a large group of scientists. I don't know the exact amount. I'm guesstimating in the room there was anywhere between 4,000 to 6,000 scientists from around the world. And I was supposed to give a 22-minute presentation and on the study. But instead, I brought a woman out who gave her name and was reading. And why that was important was because this woman couldn't read anything. First case that we're aware of reversing end-stage Alzheimer's. That's one. Then a young man came out. His name's Jonathan Ortega. His mother and father were in New York City until they retired. New York City police officers in Brooklyn, in Bedford-Stuyvesant. And Jonathan went out and said, my name is Jonathan Ortega. And I said, what do you have in your hand, Jonathan? He says, outstanding student of the week. And how many for 10 months? Okay. I said, what makes this unusual, Jonathan? Well, because I had full-spectrum autism. I hadn't spoken in 14 years. I could grunt, but I couldn't speak. And then one day, after my mom put me on your protocol, and I would go to the door and bang on it and grunt, and she'd open the door, I went to the door and said, Mom, I'm going outside. And my mom about fell on the floor. Wow.
That's a big, big change right there, Gary. And before we get into any more of those success stories, folks, I want to take a moment here. We're coming near the top of the hour, and I want to get these phone lines lit because we're doing this in support of WBAI. What an impactful story. This is science. And we're talking about science versus doctors, for instance, who've been prescribing statins for people for years, but who are now, the science is reversed. They don't think that that actually works for heart disease. But they've been selling people those drugs for many years because that's science. Instead, let's talk about some science that works, some natural science, some science that deals with what your body does naturally. And that is what we are learning and what we learn on this program when you give your body the fuel, the natural fruits and vegetables that it needs, the natural supplements that have been taken out of our SAD, that is the standard American diet, that have been taken out of that diet, that we eat so much food that has no nutrients, that we have to add these things back into our diet. That's what we're offering you here this afternoon with the memory stuff at the pledge level of $90 to WBAI. 516-620-3602. So let's get 10 callers on the line now pledging at that $90 level to get the memory stuff. Again, 516-620-3602 or visit givetowbai.org. That's give the numeral to WBAI.org. It's time to get it done, folks. It's time to support this radio station. Step up to the plate. Make that phone call. Be a part of the very successful WBAI. Be a part of our success in this fundraising period. It's something we do that we don't love to do. I don't love being on the air asking you to send us money. But the other option is to have those folks on the air that Gary and I are talking about now. Those folks that prescribe drugs, don't even prescribe them, go on television and tell you to ask your doctor for them, whether they're good for you or not. No matter the side effect, even if it's death, that's what our other option would be, having those commercials on these airwaves. We are not doing it. It's WBAI. We rely on you so that we can keep a pure message, so that you are not bombarded with those same kinds of adverts. We here keep it in WBAI's lane, and that's all natural. 516-620-3602. That's the natural phone number for you to dial. Take out your cards, your American Express card, your MasterCard, your Visa card. Use one of those cards and make that pledge at the $90 level. Or better yet, get that memory stuff along with Gary Null's Healing the Brain Naturally DVD at the pledge level of $130. Now, some of you have pledged already for the brain stuff. The brain stuff has been changed to the memory stuff. If you pledged already, you will be receiving this memory stuff, just as the folks that pledged for the brain stuff before. So not to worry. As Gary said, that's being bottled today, and we will be shipping that out in a short period. But first, we need those of you who haven't pledged yet to get on the phone. 516-620-3602. We have just a few minutes left to keep these phones ringing. I want to hear Gary tell us more of these success stories. But before we get to that, we've got to hear from you. It's imperative that we have one voice here, folks, that can really stand up to the mainstream. As I hear the people that we expect, even in the people that are supposed to be our allies in the media, normalizing what's happening in the White House, normalizing the actions of this president, I'm challenged to even call it journalism at this point, because often it sounds like propaganda to me, but that is not what you hear on WBAI. You get the alternative. You get producers who are brave enough to challenge the mainstream, brave enough to challenge where the herd is headed over the ledge. Gary Null doesn't do that on this program, certainly, and all over the grid on WBAI. We challenge what is happening in the mainstream. It is the gift of 50,000 watts that you provide, not just for you, but for your neighbors who can't afford to even send us a $25 pledge. And if you're a person that's interested in just pledging to support Gary's show, you can text your pledge. And maybe you're listening on your phone, maybe you're listening at your desk. You can pledge WBAI to the number 41444. Now, that's not the way to get the premium, but if you want to make a $10 pledge, or you want to make a $5 pledge or a $25 pledge just to support Gary's work here on WBAI, text us. Text the letters WBAI to the number 41444. Make that pledge of support. And if you want these supplements, if you want to reinvigorate your brain with what Gary has put together here in this package, it is called the Memory Stuff. It's a pledge of just $90 at 516-620-3602. But in the package. Now remember, if you ordered the brain stuff before, this has gone back to the factory, gotten two new ingredients, and is coming out to you. And if you pledged already and you're waiting, it will be there shortly. We expect it to be, at least. It should be here at WBAI. We'll be shipping it, but we've got to get those who have not yet gotten a hold of this memory stuff. Make that call, 516-620-3602. We're a one-of-a-kind radio station, and I'm very proud of what we get to do here at WBAI. I'm very proud that I get to bring you ideas that challenge everything now and then. We get to bring you ideas that, you know, it's so rare, Gary, that I agree with the mainstream anymore. I see so much craziness and clear propaganda on what we call the news anymore that it's difficult to even consume it. And I have to, when I'm trying to listen to the news, just tune into somewhere else, and WBAI is that place on my dial where I can find a little bit of truth. And that's powerful, and that's important to me. I can remember the time, Gary, when I was in Los Angeles, and I was donating to both Pacifica and the competing stations. And at some point, they just took a right turn, and those competing stations, and I began to hear Mobil Oil commercials and Chevron. And I thought, what is this? I'm sending my money, but they're taking money from those corporations, and these stories have begun to become lighter and less impactful. didn't work for me, so I began to send my money exclusively to my Pacifica station. And if you're one of those people who has come to that same realization that I've come to, remember that you must support this station. 516-620-3602. We're coming up on a quick station break here. We're going to take a break in a minute, but we've got to get these phone lines lit first. We need to hear from you folks. It's WBAI and it's New York. We do this together. It's community radio. It's you and us. You send your dollars of support in and we bring you programming like the Gary Null Show Monday through Friday from noon to 1 p.m. on WBAI 99.5 FM. It's because of your dollars, because you've pledged your support, that Gary Null has been able to get impactful information, impactful messaging out to the entire country in many cases. And remember this, folks, Gary has been challenged over and over and over. And I think specifically of the Dr. Wakefield case, or the most recent and intense one that I can think of, Gary, where you actually went to bat for someone else and were able to prove that the people challenging Dr. Wakefield were wrong. And you were saying it here. The entire media was saying the opposite. You challenged them, and you were right all along. That's the gift, folks, of not having commercials, but relying upon you. 516-620-3602. We're going to take a quick station break. We'll come right back on the other side of this. But before that, I want to hear from you. Let's make these phone calls ring. And don't forget, you can visit give to WBAI.org.
Hi, this is Donovan, and you're tuned to WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial radio in New York.
And welcome back. You're listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM. My name is Tony Bates, and you're listening to an extended version of the Gary Null Show. Now, Gary, on the other side of the hour, I interrupted you. You were in the middle of telling us some success stories, and you were telling us the story about a boy who had autism and suddenly spoke to his mother. Let me get you back on track there. What else did you have to offer?
Well, what happened was, he was very tall, and he was now around 13 years old. And when you have someone with full-spectrum autism, remember, autism is not a single condition. It's a spectrum. And he was right over there near Asperger's. I mean, when they get big and they can get violent, they can hurt themselves or someone else, and, of course, they're not responsible because their brain doesn't function as it normally should. And the mother was so frustrated because she had just come back from seeing the psychiatrist, and he was already on 4 antipsychotic medications, and the psychiatrist says, there's nothing more I can do except raise the potency and put him on a 5th. And she said, if you put him on a 5th, he could die. And then the psychiatrist is suggesting that they put him in a home. Now, do you remember that movie Coma about 20, 30 years ago? Well,
we forget
what happens when people with Alzheimer's or a condition that society cannot cope with, when these people are taken out of the home and put into an institution, they're put on tranquilizers. They're kept medicated, sedated all day long, all night until they pass, which no one knows how long a person, depending upon how young they are and healthy, how long it takes them to finally die, but they can live years, and especially if they're no longer able to communicate.
And it ain't free.
Yes. And so she was at home, and she said she was sitting in her kitchen, and I was on WBAI in the background, and I, in my report, I talked about the power of a nutrient in helping with seizures. Well, he had seizures, so she immediately wrote it down. And she went out, and she got it, she tried it, and lo and behold, within a week, he no longer had seizures, and he was having seizures every day. And so then she started listening, and then she made an appointment, and it was at the same time I was doing the brain healing group, and I gave him a very specific protocol, because I said the mistake is thinking it's all in the brain. Frequently, it's in the gut. And so I had a whole new program with billions upon billions of positive bacteria, probiotics going in the gut bacteria, getting them on a very different diet. And then with methylated B12, methylated folic acid and folate, paradoxal 5-phosphate, a special highly absorbable form of B6, also re-energizing the gut by helping to get rid of leaky gut, because autism sufferers frequently have chronic diarrhea.
Mm.
In fact, one woman I spoke to, her son had diarrhea about 7 hours a day, and so she couldn't take him anywhere because he'd have this diarrhea. And then another woman I counseled, she said that she couldn't take him any place because he would start screaming, and screaming in a way that people thought that she was abusing him, and she had, you know, child custody, child services, because of neighbors complaining this person's abusing their child. Was no abuse. It's when you have autism and you have someone screaming, they don't stop. They don't stop after 5 minutes or 5 hours. They literally can do it all day long or all night long.
And you think, too, about the frustration of the individual with the condition who's simply trying to communicate but has no means to do so and is locked inside of that malfunctioning brain.
And the guilt that a mother and father feels of, what did I do? It must have been me. There's a defect in the genes. And when I explained, it's not the gene. It's all those vaccines. It's environmental stimulants. Because some people are toxic to certain environmental substances. Other people don't have a problem handling. They have different redox in their liver, different amounts of glutathione. They can get rid of a toxin. Other people can't. They accumulate it, and it frequently goes to the brain. In any case, over a period of a year and a half, in effect, we rebuilt his biochemistry. And so here he's standing on a stage before thousands of scientists and talking about himself. By the way, I just heard from him 3 weeks ago. His father, he's in college, and he's at the top of his class. You don't have ever this happen.
And the diagnosis from medical doctors had been to simply medicate him and medicate him further. Their methodologies, their science, could do nothing else.
And I did a film on this called The Drugging of Our Children, and then I did a film called Autism Made in the USA. And my final day of shoot was in Chicago, and it had taken us 6 months, and Minette Loud, my producer on the film, had spent 6 months contacting parents whose children had been on holistic protocols of DANS, what's called DAN, which is a holistic protocol, and my protocols and other protocols. And so there we are, we're setting up, and it's in a big ballroom in a hotel, and there are about 400 people. And it was neat because all the children, a few girls, but almost all boys, had blazers on and little ties and looked just, you know, very cute. And so And the parents are behind me, and I'm doing my setup shots, and we went from the smallest little kids right up to, I think there was a 17-year-old, and so you see the from shortest to the tallest, youngest to the oldest, and they're very very patient, you know, and I say, okay, everyone, we're going to film now. And I started, and I did a slow sweep showing all these wonderful faces. And then when I got to the last guy and I was going to do some close-ups, he held up his hand. He said, may I say something? I said, sure. And fortunately, I kept it rolling, and because I wouldn't have got this otherwise. And he said, I just want to thank my parents for not giving up.
Mm.
Of that. Autistic kids can change. I was in a room with all these 400 people. I spoke with them in depth. I had filmed them. And it wasn't just me. It was from a lot of different therapies. I went up to Connecticut to film an environmental person who specially was environmental toxicity, where he would put people in clean environments, clean up their diet. And four of the different people that I filmed were medical doctors. And not only am I filming all these medical doctors, but I'm filming these doctors whose own children had developed autism because of the vaccines. And one was a board-certified professor, pediatrics, and she said, I was pro-vaccine to the max. I believed in vaccines, and I insisted my kid get vaccinated, and I was absolutely intemperate with any parent who asked me any question about vaccine. I thought they were just stupid and irresponsible. So I prided myself that I'm vaccinating my kids. My kid developed autism. Completely normal beforehand and then autistic after. And boy, was that a wake-up call for me. Now, the message here was this. Who knew in the medical community, which pediatricians now know, that there was a room full of 400 parents and their kids who are living normal lives? Who knew that the person who has had the greatest turnaround that I'm aware of in the world is Jonathan Ortega? Now in college, he's able to do everything a normal kid would be doing, and otherwise he'd be dead. Long ago, he had been in an institution. There's only so long you can live in an institution medicated.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, if I were to take him tomorrow on 60 Minutes, I know exactly how it would happen. And let me give you an example of what would happen. They might listen to Jonathan and the mother, but then immediately they would follow that with a whole group of people saying, well, as Dr. Schmuck from the Schmuckety Schmuck Schmuck, I can tell you with so many schmucks up my rear end, that there is no such possibility, because if there was anyone able to heal something, we would heal it because we're the schmuck doctors. And we had the degrees from Harvard, Yale, and these people don't. Show us the peer-reviewed studies. Well, you've never published one because you've never done the research. I have.
Mm.
Now, have you been with me when I have open calls, when I've asked any doctor who wants to learn how to treat someone holistically? I'll show them. No. There have been doctors. Dr. Alan Pressman used to come into my office. Dr. Martin Feldman would sit quietly every day at night. He would finish his work, then he'd come over because I would work with my people at night.
I know of Dr. Feldman.
He would sit quietly. But no one else would learn. So on the one hand, 60 Minutes would pride itself that there was balance. Well, let me tell you something, friend, and I want to make myself so goddamn clear that if you can't understand this, you don't have equality in a debate where you got a Nazi on one side and a Jew coming out of a concentration camp on the other. And to me, American medicine is engaged in medical genocide. Am I angry about it? You bet. Am I going to back off? Not an inch. Am I going to get in their face as an activist I've been my whole life? You bet. Why? Why? Because I know I'm going to be attacked, Tony. I know that there are all kinds of people out there who would love you to step over a line because you're not being politically correct. Well, I've never been politically correct about anything. But what I have been, Tony, I've been on the side of right when it comes to knowing what causes illness and helping people. I put the interest of the patient first. I put the interest of people's health first, not selling a drug that doesn't work and that can actually kill someone. So when 60 Minutes, and I loathe 60 Minutes, when those people who call themselves journalists who are not, when they have the courage to take on the entire cancer community and show the fraud of 97% of people not benefiting from chemotherapy and actually dying over 50% from the treatment, not the disease, when they have the courage, Tony, to talk about the statins and courage to call out all the psychiatrists and the chemical imbalance of cause of mental illness and the praise of all these kids being drugged every morning, 10 million American kids, yeah, when they have the courage to do that, then I'll start to watch them and believe them. Otherwise, everything in America is political, and politics is driven by money and power. So, yeah, we don't have the peer-reviewed literature on our side, Tony. We just have healed people.
Well, yeah, well, you know, that's not good enough, Gary.
No, am I going to kiss the ass of American medicine? No, I'm not.
That's the way it goes. 516-620-3602. That's Gary Null. And I guess, Gary, the analogy that you're making there between the concentration camp survivor and the Nazi is that they'll never see eye to eye. You know, so no matter what you say to these doctors, no matter how you approach them, they will not see your perspective in the face of success after success after success, in the face of people reversing autism, in the face of people who have been told that they are going to die. And when they add natural supplements and exercise and stress management into their lives, their brains change and their lives change. It's been done, and Gary Null has been responsible for years. And the science says medicate them and put them into a home. There's nothing else that we can do. A different scientist and a different group of scientists. Gary isn't the only person that practices this kind of protocol. He's not standing in the field alone. There are many people in the field who put forward the same kinds of solutions.
But Tony,
and they are left aside.
That anyone goes to first.
They're never, and you're never featured on 60 Minutes. Even when Dr. Bernstein, what's the doctor's name in Texas?
Brzezinski.
It took forever for him to get a fair hearing in any kind of